NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So, is this on?
We're gonna have to leave this dump of a place called Baltimore, or Baltaless, should I say?
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton, taking a nice sip of his coffee.
I mean, it tastes so much better out of this beautiful little mug.
Wow. What is it, Eric? Tell everyone.
Well, this is our...
Tell everyone, Eric,
what it is.
Do it! I'm not worried about it!
This is our What's Wrong With Wrestling coffee mug.
Yes.
Yeah. See, there's a little Joe and a little Eric and a little Andrew and a little sad Sean.
Yeah, he's always sad.
And a little logo.
He's so sad that we're creeping on him.
I know. It's because I got my finger in his butt.
Oh my god.
Finger taker.
Oh. Wow.
So anyway, yeah, this could be yours. You know, it could be free, whatever. You know, you just
sign
up for Patreon for a couple months.
That's right.
Patreon. Under the tier.
That's the main event.
Main event.
You gotta be main eventer.
Yeah, but not like, you know, the old show main event.
No.
Like, being a main eventer with us is actually a big deal.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Like it's like being the main event. The showstopper. Do we have a showstopper?
No, not yet.
No.
That's going to be just for Shawn Michaels to sign up for himself.
The showstopper.
Showstopper tier.
Yeah. Well, what did you guys think about of Roman Reigns down this past Friday? I'm sorry, SmackDown. The whole show...
Blood down.
He bent the knee.
He sure
did. He did it.
Yeah.
He bent two knees.
He is no longer the tribal chief.
And then 5 seconds later, he was like, I'm the tribal chief.
Yeah. Fuck you. I'm the tribal chief forever.
And then Solo's like, maybe I should be the tribal chief. And he's like, give me the fucking thing. I'm the tribal chief. And he's like, okay, I'll give it to you for now.
Yeah. We are on the fast lane to SummerSlam.
Oh, okay. Well, Detroit puns. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Because Fastlane is coming back. That's later this year.
That's right. That's in October.
And it's going to be in Indianapolis this year.
At least it makes sense.
Yeah, right.
At least it makes sense.
So, like, they have to come to Houston and do, like, a rodeo-themed pay-per-view?
I guess. The Royal Rumble was here in 2020. That's kind of... the fucking Royal Rumble was in San Antonio this year.
Yeah, I got a great Rumble.
And that's, you know, kind of like a bull just getting in the ring and throwing everyone out, right?
Sure.
Especially we're near the Alamo Dome and it sucks ass in there.
So Reigns down was SmackDown,
What
about Raw is Judgment Day?
100%.
Hey, did you think to yourself, you know what we're missing on Raw? More Judgment Day.
More of it.
Then you got it.
Yeah.
If you love you got tons of it.
Well,
champion, meh. Intercontinental champion, who needs them? Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Hey, you know, Joe, you said you love stables, so.
Yeah, I hope you're fucking happy.
Oh, this is all I get?
That's all
this
you
is
get.
It?
You better be happy, you motherfucker. Don't make me bring back, what was her name? Redemption. No, that wasn't it.
Reckoning?
Reckoning!
Retribution!
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 It's retribution!
It's retroactive!
I didn't forget! It was a joke! You idiots! I don't make mistakes!
Yeah.
What did I call it?
before. I used to always get it wrong.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like reallocation.
Yes. Yeah.
I think you called it like Lucha Express or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe.
Wow. Teasing that AEW podcast that's only on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
That was a deep, deep, deep dark.
If you've never been on Patreon,
you know.
If you've never been on our Patreon, you can meet our other host, Josh Reese, who cannot remember anything. Cannot remember names of tag teams.
He can't remember Josh Reese.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Go check it out. It is. We have two new patrons this week, so they could meet Josh and, you know, be entertained by his idiocy. So thank you to Aaron Crowell and Daniel Walker signing up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Only $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. Give it a try, like these guys. We got over 800 patrons.
Wow.
You love it. There's so much content.
Go to the YouTube channel and you'll see their names scrolling at the beginning of every video.
Yeah.
That's only for $10 a month.
Yeah, we might have to get like that Limp Bizkit song, like keep scrolling.
Yeah, if it keeps rolling.
So the parody.
It's a good like 15 second roll, yes. Right? I mean, it's good 15 seconds.
It is.
Patreons who have on that $10 tier.
Yeah.
So again, much appreciated. We are growing and better than ever. Eric Hamilton, better than ever.
That's right.
This guy, right there. So yeah, what do we got? What else we got, Andrew?
That's it.
That's the show.
That's you got it. Trivia. Right.
That's the show.
Oh, all right. Oh, trivia. Yes.
Yes.
Any dollar bets to clear up?
Nope.
Better hope not,
because Ellsworth is
James Ellsworth holding. You can't see it. You gotta just scoot it in there a little bit. There it is. Well, you can't even see that. It is James Ellsworth.
Well, you don't want to see that.
James Ellsworth is holding Joe's last dollar.
He's basically George Washington, if you do it right.
You notice how Joe hasn't made any dollar bets in a while.
That's literally his last dollar.
Well, I mean, I'm a degenerate, so I would. Just haven't offered any.
Umberto Carrillo. I say Umberto Carrillo is not on Raw next week.
Dollar bet,
Joe. I mean,
he could show up. Are there any battle royals next week?
I'll give up 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, five of my dollars. Five to one.
Oh, man.
Umberto Carrillo.
What if... it could happen, right, Eric?
Los Latorios.
Right.
Tag team turmoil.
Is there one?
There might be.
Even if there was one, you still wouldn't. You'd lose. You'd still be like, fuck no.
I would lose.
Because Sammy and Kevin don't have...
No.
Opponents for SummerSlam, even though it'll probably be Imperium.
It's going to be them. No, like, Imperium for the
Judgment
20th
Day,
time.
Right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
No.
Yeah.
Just like, no, because Balor's going to fight Seth at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Damian Priest,
you know,
and
Balor and Seth.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. This is Rematch Slam.
It is Rematch
Slam. Okay, hold on. Balor and Seth.
Yes. Check.
One. Roman and Jay.
One.
Trish and Becky.
Oh, are they fighting again?
Well, I would assume. Ugh. That's definitely, you know what I mean? Cody and Brock. That's four.
Wow.
That
sucks is what you're thinking.
Like, McIntyre's probably fighting Gunther. That's, you know. Another,
oh, my God. For sure. For sure he is. That's, what is that? Sick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's like every...
The Asuka, Belair, Charlotte.
Yeah, Asuka, Belair, Charlotte. That's, you know.
They've all fought.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need... Oh, Ronda, Shayna, Wicked, probably.
Okay, that's the only one.
That's the only one.
And Logan Paul versus Ricochet.
Right.
Okay, that will be fine. On Summer SmackDown Slam.
Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, if you watch NXT.
Sure.
Yeah.
But either way, it's like half the matches are rematches.
That's what they're rumoring. But yeah.
So I guess no women's tag title match at SummerSlam?
Do you want one?
God, Eric, why? Why would you say that?
Why? Why'd you say the thing?
I'm just looking forward to the SummerSlam, which that's all. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
All right, so SmackDown opens with the Tribal Chief on trial.
You know,
is that what you, how you orgasm?
God.
All right, so the Usos come out. What's this I'm hearing about not wearing the purity rings?
That's great.
So the Usos come out and remind everyone that Jay pinned Roman Reigns at Money in the Bank.
Yes. Yeah, they did.
Heyman comes out with Solo Sikoa, and the Usos tell Heyman to shut up. But Heyman says, there's only one person in WWE who could tell me to shut up. But then Solo grabs the mic from him and throws it out of the ring.
Ow.
And once again, like Joe said, Heyman looks terrified.
Right. Yeah.
He
right.
took the microphone from me.
And he shit
He's going to kill me.
Fucking shit is the pens.
Yeah. Yes. Overacting.
So then Roman walks out and we go to commercial. And I was like, why are we going to commercial
now?
So early in the show?
I'll tell you why. Because this segment lasts 30 minutes.
Wow. 40.
40?
It was the first 40 minutes of the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So the crowd chants, you got pinned. But then Reigns tells Madison Square Garden, acknowledge me. And they all get on their knees and suck him off right after they said, you got pinned.
Yeah.
You know what would have been great? If he said, acknowledge me, and they all went, you got pinned. You got pinned.
Right.
No, that would have been fucking great.
Because that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know, he's supposed to say, acknowledge me, and you don't acknowledge him.
Well.
And then everyone acknowledges.
Or acknowledge the fact always, he got pinned.
Yeah, exactly. Roman says, yeah, I got pinned, but I'm still the tribal chief.
Mm.
Then the Usos show a video package, Exhibit A, Exhibit B.
Exhibit B.
And Exhibit C of Roman being a dick to everyone in the bloodline.
Yeah.
And then the audio cut out because the crowd was chanting, you fucked up, you fucked up. And Roman said, no, I didn't. the fans chant asshole, so they cut the audio again.
Yep.
Roman says, that's not who I am. That's who I needed to be. I did it for you. I was a WrestleMania main event long before the bloodline. Ugh. I don't need the bloodline. The bloodline needs me.
I mean, fair.
He says, you play this video to embarrass me. My daughter's in the back watching this, not knowing who I am right now. And then he tells JR.
So his daughter never watches the show up until this point?
No, they asked her and she said,
I don't watch Raw.
Or SmackDown.
No, no, yeah. That was her voice. She's deep, like Borat, Borat.
After 3 years when she was 15.
Jesus.
So Roman tells Jay, I don't need this anymore. I don't want this anymore. You want this. I'm done. Mm. And Reigns takes off his lay. And he lays Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you like that. And then Roman takes the Undisputed Championship belt off his waist. Mm. And then he gets down on both knees in front of Jay and has a single tear run down his cheek.
If only he could have said the Ric Flair thing.
With a tear in my eye.
Yeah. With a tear.
So Jay bends over to talk to Roman.
Yeah,
but then Roman low blows him.
Yeah, we didn't see
I
that
thought he
coming.
Was already blowing him. I was
like, how did Jay not see that coming?
Yeah.
How many times has Roman done this?
How many times has Roman punched you right in your dick?
Exactly.
Yeah. He's even like opening his legs like, hey, I believe you, but here's my dick.
Right.
So Jimmy attacks Roman, but Solo pulls him off and stands in between both of them. Jimmy goes back after Roman, but Solo gives him the Samoan spike. Then Solo picks up the lay and he takes a good look at it. The crowd chants, put it on. But Roman stands up and asks for it. But before Solo can make a choice, Jay attacks Solo. But then Solo gives him the Samoan spike. Roman gives Jimmy a Superman punch. Then Solo traps Jay in the ropes and forces him to watch Roman beat the ever-loving shit out of Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jay gets free, but Solo gives him a Samoan spike.
So many fucking Samoan spikes.
And then Solo puts Jimmy through the announce table with a splash off the barricade.
Yeah.
Then after the break, we see Jimmy being loaded into an ambulance. That's the first 40 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
Like, it was good.
But wait, there's more.
That's true. Right. There is more.
Yeah.
But, like, that's it. That was the only thing you saw in the first 40 minutes was the Bloodline stuff. And don't get me wrong, it's the best stuff on WWE television right now.
Right.
But 40 minutes is long.
Well, I mean, they gave you a good hour. Yeah. A good actual hour this week.
Right.
You know?
40 minutes is long.
That's a long
for
time.
For one
sure.
segment.
Sure, 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 sure.
Yeah. And it also made the Usos look really dumb. Like, again, how many times are you going to fall for this shit? Like, is next week on SmackDown, Roman Reigns apology. He's like, I'd like to call it the Usos. I'd like to personally apologize to them.
Right.
Let me get down on both knees. Oh!
Now, can you play the right. theme from Benny Hill? Yeah. Just start punching both of them rapidly at the dick.
Low blowing.
Fucking, He's boxing with their nuts.
Like, right. Like yeah. a speed bag.
Like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
This is why you need me. You're so fucking gullible.
You right. need me. You have no dick left.
You have no dick.
I ate your dicks.
You go-
like Kobayashi.
Like Kobayashi.
Oh, wait, we're just quoting all the movies tonight.
I know. What's the...
Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut.
I dunk it in water. I fucking slurp it up.
He okay. slurps up hot dogs.
Take it easy. Next up, we've got Austin Theory versus Sheamus for the United States Championship. Where did this come from?
Yeah, where the fuck did this come from?
What do you want me to hit? I just don't...
No.
Kari?
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Okay. Have they fought? I don't even...
Have they fought?
Okay. Oh, that's true. They have. Yeah, thank you. yeah. Sheamus put Theory in the cloverleaf, but sure here comes Pretty Shitty.
Yeah.
Sheamus beats up Pretty Shitty, and then Butch and Ridge Holland run out and beat up Pretty Shitty. And then Sheamus set up for the bro kick on Theory, but the brunette hopped on the apron.
What's his name?
Right. What is his name?
Oh, it's like...
oh, God.
I think it's Brooklyn?
No. No.
Nope.
It's like...
Who would know this?
What's the...
Oh, God.
It was the brunette, not the blonde.
Yeah, the brunette.
Blair.
No.
Yeah.
Something...
That sounds about right.
Is it?
What is it, yeah. Eric?
What is it? You remember?
No, you had it.
Blair Witch.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Blair Witch.
Okay.
That's it.
Do your job, Eric.
We just want to hit the button.
Do your job. Give the people what they want, Eric.
Kit Wilson.
You fucking fuck!
I honestly did not remember at all.
I remembered Elton Prince.
Yeah.
But I forgot the other one.
Right.
I've got Elton Prince. I'm going to remember
a name.
It.
Kit Wilson.
I'm going to make a meme of like, with that Seth Rollins thing. He's like, no. Wait a minute. That's not how this works. It's like me thinking I can get through an actual podcast without being called a fucking mark. That's not how this works.
Like, what is Kit Wilson? Like, that's like from a cartoon.
What? Yeah, exactly.
Hey, look, it's Kit Wilson. And he comes on like a skateboard.
Is he in South Park?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, is Pretty Deadly and like Theory sucking them off to help him, right? Like, that's obvious, right? Like the storyline.
It's like the Spider-Man point, but they're all sucking.
Yeah.
Are these guys even like British? Because their accent is so stupid and cartoony, it feels fake.
It's almost like Chicago. Nobody knows.
Yeah. No, they're really from there. I think they.
Right, because they were in NXT UK before this.
Yeah, they were.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that could be anybody.
So Sheamus bro kicked Kit Wilson.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know their name? Oh, okay.
You fucking mark.
Yeah.
You just told me.
I know.
let me have that. Sheamus broke kick the brunette, and then Theory beat Sheamus. And by the way, the counter is back this week, Joe.
Yes.
The counter of?
Yes. Roll up.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Who do you think wrote the show this week? I'm a genius.
Yep.
God damn
it's just
it.
The devil in people's ears, you know? Eric, like, say, how am I going to end the match this week?
So how should we end this week's match?
Like.
Roll up.
Hey, what if we roll them up? Just starts pumping my ear hole.
Wait, do it again without making any noise. Just keep doing it. Fuck his ear hole.
Poison.
I love you.
He's finishing. Look, he's finishing.
I love you.
Ew, Vince. That's tremendous.
Someone's
Eric. Was it as good as was it as good for you as it was for me?
And then you hear nothing.
That was crickets.
He's going poison. Then, that's tremendous.
I love you.
God.
Like, what an ear socket Eric has. Holy fuck. Would have never thought that ear socket was so moist.
Good shit.
I can't wait to see clips of that sent to me all fucking week.
That ear hole is such good shit.
Mark that down. We had to clip that. Post on social media.
Clip it.
Oh, Vince.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
That puppet is the greatest thing.
Freaking get something in my ear.
Oh.
You got that right,
Vince. Ear fuck
the puppet.
I did at Mania. Yeah,
thank you. That was a great addition.
Great addition to the show.
It was like the cheapest thing you've ever purchased from WWE. Too.
I know it was only like 25.
No, I thought 100. Was it 25?
No, it was.
I thought it was like 15 or something.
Yeah, it was like 10 or 15.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So next up we have the Grayson Waller effect.
Yeah.
Oh man, Corbin. I should do Corbin. Memes.
Yeah.
How many times do we have to audio. Corbin this week?
Right. But his guest is the Rated R Superstar.
Where the hell have you been?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's old.
By the way, we've used every Vince button already, and we're only 20 minutes into the show.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's how you know it's a good podcast. Wait, no, we're missed one. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
You could have saved it.
That's if I don't give up my ear holes.
I would like to fire Grayson Waller.
Sure.
So Edge comes out and he's all excited, but Waller asks, why are you back here? Edge says, because of them. He mentions his first pay-per-view match was in Madison Square Garden, where he was Sable's mystery partner against Mark Merrow and Jacqueline.
Oh, wow.
Why would you remind people?
Yeah. That was at like a Royal Rumble too, wasn't it? No?
I don't know.
And isn't Sable one of the names you can't say?
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Right.
I'm not even kidding. I'm pretty sure Sable's
Brock
one of the names.
Brock comes out. He's like, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
That's so great. That'd be great if he just walked down, slapped him, and left.
Right.
And
there's the SummerSlam match.
Keep my motherfucking wife's name
she
out
did,
your mouth.
She did sue Vince like years ago for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So she definitely has an NDA now.
Oh, sure.
Mm. Isn't that weird? Like, Brock and Vince are like Eskimo brothers.
Probably.
We know Vince and John Laurinaitis are Eskimo brothers.
Yeah.
Because he passes them on.
Yeah.
Pass them down like high school.
Vince passes them to Laurinaitis.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, Laurinaitis, when are you going to finally give me some payback?
Well, my stepdaughters are twins, but they said, go fuck yourself.
That's because I already fucked them. That's how do you think they got this job?
How do you think they got this job? Yeah.
They fucked me. They fucked Cena. They fucked Daniel Bryan. We're all Eskimo brothers.
Oh, look at her. I'd love to fuck her.
Oh, that's my wife.
I meant what I said. She's my wife now.
You owe me, bitch.
So Waller interrupts Edge, and he says Edge is here to announce his retirement. But Edge says, I'm not retiring. I'm actually having a match here tonight against you.
Oh.
And then he slams the mic into Waller's chest and leaves.
GM Edge.
Grayson Theory having a match tonight.
Yeah. God, that's
right.
Yeah, he really
the
is.
The same guy. Like,
it's the same guy.
It's the same
do
guy.
Do we really need...
Do we really need two of these
do guys? Do we really need either of these guys?
Do we really need one of these guys?
We have Logan Paul.
Right.
And he's better than both of them.
Combined.
This is getting out of hand. Now there's two of them.
Next up, we've got AJ Styles versus Karrion Kross. Karrion hit the cross hammer and went for the cross jacket, but AJ escaped. Then Styles set up for the phenomenal forearm, but Scarlett grabbed his leg. But then Meechan attacked her. And the ref was like, wrap it up, because the bloodline segment went 40 minutes.
Yep.
So this match only went 2 minutes, and that's not a joke. It was 2 minutes.
And...
AJ hit the phenomenal forearm for the win.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
The following match is set for one fall and has a time limit of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
First 15 seconds.
Go. Before they ran out there, Triple H told Styles, he was like, look, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to like cut your match short like 22 minutes. And AJ was like,
22!
Perfect.
Poor Karrion. Like, AJ's whatever. At least he won, right? Yeah, if you're going to have a two-minute match, you have to go over.
2 minutes.
Imagine AJ Styles losing a two-minute match.
Right. I get it. Karrion Kross has been a jobber, but, like, when he came back, he put the fucking thing. Scarlett put the, what is it called? The fucking clock, the sands of time thing.
Yeah,
oh, sands the of time. Hourglass.
She put the hourglass. When they returned last year, it was like a year ago.
Right.
She put the hourglass in front of Roman. TikTok. Nothing ever happened after that.
That wasn't an hourglass. That was a decade glass. So they're like, all right, we're 2 years in.
All right.
In 8 years, you're fucked.
Right. We're a fifth of the way there.
That was, we have this much time until we're future endeavored again.
Yeah right.
But it's like Kross has won like a handful
one
of matches
match, two.
Since being back, and it's all against jobbers.
Like
the bringbacks and the call-ups have just been getting constantly buried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As some of them should, but Cross has won like one feud, and I think it was against Madcap Moss.
Right.
Ooh. Wow. And look, and also, like, what the fuck is AJ Styles doing? Is he going to have a match at SummerSlam?
No.
No.
With Cross. That's
probably correct.
With Cross, it was the match that was supposed to happen tonight.
It's probably going to be like AJ Styles and the OC versus, you know,
Cross, Theory and Scarlett.
Like Theory and Pretty Shitty.
It's like, oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
We haven't had like a good AJ Styles singles match in fucking forever.
Say that again, Andrew.
Yeah.
And I'll book it.
You gonna come, Vince? Yeah.
Pretty damn. Bust a nut.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, God.
Jesus again.
Oh, I love that
poison,
ear.
Poison, 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 poison.
Do the last one. Do my favorite.
I love you.
No, the other one.
What? I don't know which one. Oh, wait, hold on.
That's tremendous.
He's finished.
Keep knocking Eric's headphones off.
So sorry, it's so perfect.
Let me just get this shirt right here. Just
go ahead. It's all yours. Oh, it's too good.
So next up, we have an in-ring promo from Asuka.
Out of nowhere, he just comes over and knocks your earphones off. Just puts your ear. Yeah. He loves that ear.
Right.
It's a good ear.
Get a fucking water bottle. Down.
That's right. Get the hose out.
Next up, we've got an in-ring promo from Asuka. Thankfully, she's immediately interrupted by Bianca Belair, who attacks her.
What's she really going to say?
Correa.
Correa, Correa.
Yeah. Yeah, former
Asuka. Then Charlotte Flair runs out and attacks Belair. Then Io Sky hits Asuka with the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Oh, shit.
Bayley gives Asuka the rose plant on the briefcase. And then Io hits Asuka with a moonsault off the top rope. She's about to cash in. But Belair attacks Bayley, and Charlotte knocks Io out by kicking the briefcase into her head.
Yep.
Question, why do they care who the champion is?
They want the title. Yeah. If I was Charlotte, I'd be like, oh, yeah, take it. So that's done. So when I win the title, you can't fuck me over.
Exactly.
Because that's all I do is get fucked over by the Money in the Bank winner.
Exactly.
By the way, Charlotte Flair, see-through onesie?
Yeah.
You saw her nips?
Yeah,
kinda?
I did.
And
I
her tried. Asshole. Easy.
They're going different.
They're like.
I was trying not to see her nips or anything.
I mean,
else.
Come on. If anything, her body's got to be decent, right? Yeah. Hard body works out.
Joe forgot. I mean, she's had 18 other surgeries since this.
Yeah, I mean, most of it's her cutting up her face, though, right? Guess not.
Maybe. I mean, I didn't see those photos, but I was told by someone that it was really bad. And then I even threw up because if he told me it was so bad.
Right.
I mean, one of them popped, so she definitely got them redone.
Yes. That's right.
Next up, we've got Edge versus Grayson Waller. Edge pulled Waller off the apron and powerbombed him on the floor. Waller hit what Michael Cole called a twisting unprettier and even mentioned Christian.
Wow.
He's like, oh, taking a page out of Edge and Christian. You know.
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah.
Then Edge went for the spear, but Waller moved and he hit the turnbuckle. Then Waller went for his somersault stunner, but Edge speared him for the win.
Sure.
And then after the match, Edge grabbed a mic and said, hey, Waller, you swam. What does Edge do at SummerSlam?
Waller.
He does Waller?
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of
Sex celebration.
Of shut up, Michael. Did you hear him losing his mind after, like, in the whole, like, cash in thing?
Uh-huh.
Like, now, just to be clear, Sky did not cash in because the ref was not fully with the briefcase and the bell did not ring and the match did not start. So Io still has the briefcase.
You know what
it's
a great
so fucking annoying.
You know what's funny about
we get it.
Over-explaining that? Is that a great thing about wrestling is, so did that count? We don't know. Like, let's wait till next week, right? Like, we don't know.
Sure.
It's like a mini cliffhanger.
But we all
did
know.
Did she cash in? Sure, Eric, but I'm just saying, like, he doesn't have to spell it out.
Didn't Miz fail a cash in once and then he convinced, like, someone to let him get another chance?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Right. Yes.
No, but I get it back now, right? I get it back?
And they were like, sure. I think it was during COVID, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Why, it's COVID, whatever.
Because Otis originally had this, so we still have no idea what to do with it.
Right.
Yes. God. Backstage, Paul Heyman tells his tribal chief that Jey Uso is back in the building. So Roman goes out to the ring with Solo and Heyman. He tells the crowd to acknowledge him again, but then Jey Uso comes out from the crowd and he dives over the barricade onto Solo. He throws Solo into the ring post. He grabs a chair and hits Roman a couple times. Solo tries to help, but Jey super kicks him and hits Solo with a chair like 10 times.
Yeah, beats the shit out of him.
Roman retreats to the stage. Jey picks up the belt, grabs a mic, and challenges his cousin for the Undisputed Championship.
Now this was,
I mean, basically.
This was really weird because earlier he got like, what, 3 Simone spikes?
Yes.
How can he talk?
That's know. True.
Rich Holland was like, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. After one.
After one spike.
Right. After one.
Yeah. So I guess the third reset everything.
No, sell Jey Uso.
Yeah, right.
I also feel like, are they officially advertising this match yet?
No.
Mm-mm. No, right?
No.
So I guess that's why he didn't officially say it. But he picked up the belt. He was like, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to beat. But he never said for the belt. He never said at SummerSlam. I feel like that was the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, right, so why though? Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. Did he forget to say that part?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
put it past him. Love announcing matches at the very last minute.
But obviously it's going to be Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. Who you guys got? That was a joke.
I mean, it's...
That was a joke. I mean, sorry. That was...
It's... Okay.
Obviously that was
a joke. I mean, obviously we all have Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Gosh.
In our dreams. Next up, we move on to Raw. We open with Finn Balor. And Balor's wearing a new Judgment Day t-shirt where they all look like little kids, which is fitting.
It is, since they all act like who they market to.
Yeah.
And because their group, they all act like little kids.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess they're not breaking up anytime soon.
No.
Well, whenever they get right back together is usually the time when
I always think shit falls apart. Right? The Y2 AJ shirt.
Yeah, right. That lasted like a week, literally a week, and so many fans bought that shit.
Yeah.
So Balor's pissed at Damian Priest for what happened at Money in the Bank. Then Rhea Ripley and Dominic come out, and Ripley covers Balor's mic. She's trying to, you know, fix the situation. She says, I promise we'll talk about it, but not out here. And then Balor leaves, and Ripley tells the crowd that Judgment Day runs Monday Night Raw, and she challenges anyone to come out. She says Dom Dom is going to beat Seth freaking Rollins tonight. So out walks Seth in a bathrobe.
Yeah.
And eating some buffalo wings.
Yeah. Reminded me of like that old Louis C.K. sketch.
Okay.
Yeah. It reminded me of what?
What? I mean, Buffalo Wild Wings had commercials on the show.
Yeah.
Was it Buffalo?
Yeah, but they're Wild in
wings?
Buffalo.
Well, they were wings.
They were in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, he talked with his mouth full, and a big ass piece of chicken flew out of his.
Nobody sure wants to see our good guy eating on the way to the ring.
Good guys don't eat.
Good guys never eat or shit. Everybody knows that.
Okay,
it's true.
So Seth tells Ripley tonight, I'm going to be the only one whipping Dom's ass. Backstage, Rhea tells Priest that he and Balor are acting like children. Priest tells Rhea that he'll talk to Balor again. And then he says in Spanish, I give you my word, but don't yell at me.
Huh.
Yeah. Thanks. I know Spanish now.
Thanks, Google Translate.
Well, it wasn't Google Translate.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was Girlfriend Translate?
Girlfriend. Translate.
Gotcha.
Mansplain.
Later, Balor is yelling at Priest backstage. It's just Balor. And Rhea yells, stop, you guys, one at a time. But only Balor was yelling.
Well,
yes.
Only Balor was talking.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
Someone missed their mark.
Once again, it's either they missed their mark or just shitty scripts. Priest, where they just don't even know what the fuck they're writing.
Priest didn't read the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, yeah. Where he would write ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba just to
wah,
show.
Wah, wah. Yells,
yeah,
yells.
Right.
Yells wah, in wah. Spanish.
Loud noises.
Yeah. Loud noises.
Right.
So Priest tells Balor he was never going to cash in on him. And, I mean, really, it's just like, hey, why were you inching towards me when I was on the top rope?
Right.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, why'd you do that?
So Balor agrees to, you know, have a clean slate as long as he gets another shot at Seth first. And Priest says, yep, I know you could do it. But then he holds up the Money in the Bank briefcase and says, either way, it's covered. So there you go.
There it is.
Next up, We've got Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle versus Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci.
When you need an easy win, this is who you beat.
Yeah, we got Gunther ringside. Riddle makes Drew do some goofy bullshit. Gunther pulled Drew out of the ring while the ref was distracted, but then Riddle jumped off the steel steps to hit Gunther with a big knee strike. But in the end, Drew hit a claymore. Riddle put Kaiser in an ankle lock, and Drew pinned Vinci for the win.
Yep.
After the match, Gunther yells at Vinci and walks away from him. And then 2 hours later, two full hours later, they interview Drew and Riddle backstage as if the match just happened.
Right.
Right. They're still sweating.
Yeah.
And they recorded it then, and then they just didn't use it.
And then they go leave to go fuck the women in Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a likely. Weird... Again. Again, these guys are party. What?
Let's go see what pussy this town has to offer.
Right.
Yeah.
Bro.
And those two can probably fuck everything.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the Drew turn. He turns on Riddle at some point. I don't know.
We got a party with them when they're in Houston. Yeah.
Just go to the local bar. They'll be there.
They'll be there. Crushing up, puss.
Crushing puss. We're going to be like, hey, can we watch you guys crush some puss? And Riddle will be like, you got it, bro.
Right.
He's like, I fuck a porn star. I basically have a hall pass for life now.
Yeah.
Jesus. Next up, we have a video package for Indusher. I guess they're coming to Raw?
On each other?
I see what you did there.
I have a little trivia. How many times has Veer been coming? How many times will Veer come?
Vince?
Oh, I know.
My God.
I know.
22.
Yeah. Yes. I think he's way past 22.
I think we're up to three times, three separate times where it's like Veer is coming.
Why even do this? They've been on the show recently.
Right.
Yeah. Why even do like a, hey, remember these guys? They're awesome.
No, yeah. They're not.
They're not awesome. No.
They suck.
Yeah.
They're always coming.
I like the addition of Jinder to give him something to do as a former champion, but he hasn't done anything.
No.
Correct.
He just sits there. You know, there's one thing when you're like, hey, smash, right? Rusev, smash. Like, crush. Okay, you're crush. He's telling him what to do or like where he's helping them win. No, he's just standing there silent.
He's just standing there doing? Cosplaying Christian in AEW.
That's right. Wearing his turtlenecks.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Next up, Jackie Redmond interviews KO and Sammy backstage, but Ripley and Dominic interrupt and she says any version of us could take those tag titles off of you whenever we want. Once again, teasing that she's going to fight men, which she never has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
She also says Dom Dom's going to beat Seth Rollins tonight because he did a lot of cardio in prison and he never gets tired. Wink, 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 wink. Sammy picks up on the sexual innuendo, but KO doesn't.
Mm.
And it's basically, I'm sorry to say, but...
Dominic bullshit!
Yeah,
that was some comedy bullshit.
I'll tell you when you're older. I don't know what that was, Sammy. What did she mean? Oh, she meant penis in her pussy.
I mean, it's okay. It's a little edgy. Gay prison sex, right? Yeah. It's getting there.
No. Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Rated PG.
So we have Dominic.
So is that their SummerSlam match? Dom and Rhea versus KO and Sammy?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm afraid because then... And new!
Hey, we literally have no one to fight Ripley at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
What about Natalya? No! Stop it!
Yeah.
Stop it!
Natalya should retire. She had the best match of her fucking career last week.
Never gonna top it.
Never.
So we got Dominic versus Seth Rollins. I was getting ready to hit the Kyrie button, but this match never happened.
Yeah.
Dominic attacks Seth before the match. Then Balor and Priest come out and attack him. Then KO and Sammy run out for the save.
Ooh.
Seth hits Dominic with a chair and Judgment Day retreats. I'll give everyone that didn't watch one guess what the main event of Raw is.
I don't know. Ooh. I literally have no idea. James Ellsworth versus Chris Jericho.
You're so close.
That was like, was it Tom Phillips? When like Shayna Baszler was talking to Jasmine Duke and Marina Shafir. Backstage, like, what are they doing with Baszler?
Yeah, right.
It's like, they're best friends.
They're best fucking friends.
Everyone knows this. They're best fucking friends.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't figure... We did like a 5-minute segment on how he couldn't figure it out.
Right.
Next up, we've got Ricochet and Logan Paul face-to-face. Ricochet man, they give Logan, they give Ricochet some mic time.
They did.
They did.
And they shouldn't have.
They shouldn't have.
He is horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he didn't write any of it, but
sure.
He still is not a good actor.
No.
Talk some basic trash about Logan Paul. Maybe that's it, too, is like you're not even allowed to say that good of thing. You know what I mean?
No
like,
way.
Right.
Come insults on. That are that bad.
Like you think of the insults that mark, The Rock though. Used to
the
throw out.
The only thing
out.
He... The,
they've already made fun of his YouTube
Logan
channel.
Logan Paul is a mark.
Yeah.
Like, like in the worst way. Even like he's great here, but... He legitimately does not want to be a heel. He hates the fans, just like Ronda hates the fans for booing him.
Right.
He had Becky Lynch on. I saw like a little clip, and she was like, "You're a great heel." Like the fact that you embrace that, he's like, "No, I don't want to be a heel. I don't want to be a heel."
Yep, right.
Like fuck the fans that boo me.
That's why he's
like,
not a real wrestler, Andrew.
Yeah.
If you all of a sudden were in WWE tomorrow,
right.
Would you want to be a face or a heel?
A heel, of course.
It's so much more fun.
Of course.
Like, Logan, like, eat it up. Because they want to boo you, so eat it up. Because then someday you will make a huge turn, and they will fucking worship you.
That's what Becky told him.
Yeah.
She said, you know, sometimes you're such a good heel that you turn babyface.
Right.
Right.
Look at LA Knight right now.
She knows.
Yeah, of course. She did it. Of course.
She's been there, done that.
So Logan Paul comes out. He tells Ricochet, "You blew the match for both of us at Money in the Bank," which is true.
That was a good line.
Yeah,
because that's like they don't really ever say that.
Yeah,
when a guy is at the top of the ladder, just grabs a briefcase and said, "There's a swanton on three guys."
Yeah,
it's a cool spot, but he's like, why would you take yourself out?
You took yourself out of the match.
Yeah, because they were dead the rest of the match.
Yeah, they were. And Ricochet even said, "Like I do this." You know, for all of you to you know, have a big Ricochet highlight at the end of the night. So it's like, you don't even want to win.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's great.
You're just there to have a good time.
Right.
So Ricochet tells Paul, "Don't run your mouth about me again." Paul tells Ricochet, "You just want to match with me so you can go viral. I don't think this is going to work out between us." And then Ricochet does his cool flip out of the ring, which he did back in NXT. The first time was against Velveteen Dream. Velveteen Dream. Yeah. He didn't murder his family. I mean, it's not that bad.
And he had like dress shoes on or something.
That we know
it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
It's always cool when he does it. And Paul looks amazed. He takes off his sunglasses. And then he goes, "That was cool for a TikTok." And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Why would you downplay that awesome moment?
Right. Yeah.
But then he starts to walk away, but he goes for the lucky punch. But Ricochet ducks and hits Paul with sliced bread. And Paul looks like he's going to cry.
Yeah.
He looks like he's been punched in the face 100 times. Like, why was he all red? And
yeah.
Maybe he just didn't. Maybe he literally hit his face on the on the mat.
I don't know.
But that's just the worst name ever. Sliced bread. Come on.
Brian Kendrick.
Ugh. Is that what he called it too?
Yeah.
Sliced bread.
Wasn't that it? Sliced bread 2.0 or some shit?
Yeah.
What a dumb name. Should have left it with... Dumbass Brian Kendrick.
But at least it'll be a good match at SummerSlam.
It should be a great match for sure.
It should. They should.
Hopefully they'll make it a no DQ so they can do a bunch of shit.
They should make it a Hell in a Cell and they Spanish fly off the top.
Yeah.
Onto like Logan Paul's friends.
Have they ever had
maybe they kill some of them.
Yeah. Or just a ladders match where it's not like four, like a TLC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where they could just do all the stuff.
Yeah. Next up, we have Becky Lynch versus Zoe Stark with Trish Stratus interfering.
There was a hot rumor that Becky was hurt and what this match wasn't going to happen.
Right.
I saw on social media, but I guess that wasn't true.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're saying that they said that they pulled the match, but then she got cleared before, you know, in time or whatever. But Zoe rolled up Becky and grabbed the rope, but the ref caught her. Then Becky rolled up Zoe and grabbed the rope, but Trish hopped on the apron. Then Zoe went for a go to tits.
Tits.
But Becky blocked it. And then Becky kicked Trish, and then Zoe beat Becky with a roll up.
Yep.
Is that only two so far?
I guess so.
I think there's more, though. Actually, yeah, I'm certain
I know
there
there's
are.
At least one more.
Yes.
I just hope Trish leaves after Becky beats her at SummerSlam.
Wow.
That's what I'm crossing
my fingers
for.
She was drafted to Raw.
She's got to leave. So was Gable Steveson.
Yeah.
So was Arturo. Like
second round, wasn't he?
Yeah. Arturo Ruas from Raw Underground. There were so many people that we never saw again.
Yeah, it's true.
Never even saw their Raw debut. That shit was hilarious. Next up, we have Maxxine Dupri's graduation from Alpha Academy. Chad Gable said, "We aren't here to list my accomplishments because we'd be here all day because it's And then he, you know, shows his hands like it's long. And then Otis makes it his hands even further apart. And he goes, it's long.
So question.
So dicks.
Aren't they faces right now?
Yes.
Like they're acting like heels. Like he's been kind of tuning down the like heel douchiness. But like he was all over it on this segment.
Well, he still has to do the shoosh.
Yeah.
But now he goes shoosh and then thank you right after.
Right.
To the crowd. Like, it's cool. I love you guys.
Yeah right.
You know. So Maxine walks out in a pink cap and gown. Mm-hmm. Gable gives her the diploma and she gives a speech and basically confirms that she's fucking Otis.
Yeah, right.
Still calling him Otis.
Otis.
Okay. Yeah. Then Otis takes off his gown and is almost completely naked.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But then he puts on a jacket. Then Gable tells Maxine very sexually, I'm going to need you to take off that cap. And she's like, oh, yeah? And I'm going to need you to take off that gown. She's like, oh.
And if this was 99, she'd have, like, just hands over her tits.
Yes.
And then no, like, just vag out.
And Otis would be titty fucking her in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he says, put on the last jacket you're ever going to wear.
Men in Black
Men in Black.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, he loves the reference movies. Otis, my number one guy.
Yeah, right.
From Batman 89.
You are my number one.
Then Maxine takes off her gown, and unfortunately, she was fully clothed.
Yeah, why can't she be in a bikini?
Right.
This is Raw.
Yeah.
The name of the fucking show is Raw, like Raw Cock. That's what else is Raw? What else is it?
It's only Raw. Only cock is Raw.
Raw vagina.
That's like all it can mean.
Raw.
It's Raw Cock.
Yeah.
Rock Ock.
Give it to me, Raw.
When Vince named it, he did name it Raw for porn. Of course he did. Yeah. Yes.
Raw.
That was going to be the original name, Raw Cock.
Raw Cock. What was it? Because
we recently did the first episode on Patreon. It was Monday Night Raw, unfiltered, uncooked, and on something, uncocked,
uncircumcised.
No, it was uncensored, uncircumcised.
Uncensored, uncorked.
No, wait. I don't know.
Unkempt.
It was something like that. Now I gotta find it.
Unwatchable.
Yeah. It's true.
That first episode was really bad.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So the Viking Raiders come out, but Valhalla attacks Maxine from behind and takes her jacket.
Yeah.
Valhalla took Maxine's jacket.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my, even like Corey and Kevin Patrick had to react to that. Like, oh my God, the jacket. Yeah. She's got to get her jacket back.
Okay, yeah, just make another one.
Yeah, sure.
Who cares?
Probably
who
30 bucks.
Shit? Yeah, uncut, uncooked, and uncensored.
Yeah. Uncut.
I see.
Yeah, so like it really was an uncircumcised joke there.
First Raw was uncensored. And it's like, no, I think you mean first Raw wax uncensored. And the first two hits are my first Brazilian wax. Raw and uncut.
And uncut on YouTube. So let's click that. Oh, it's a young girl. Okay, that was weird. That went a different direction. And now the FBI are knocking on my door.
Right.
All right, so what's next?
Next up, we've
moving
got.
On.
I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah, for sure. How weird is that?
Just farewell show.
Yeah.
We got Shayna Baszler versus Emma.
You were there last week.
She's been.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember her and Nikki Cross were attacked.
They're in the turmoil.
Because they looked at each other backstage and like, oh fuck, there's no one else.
So you're probably wondering why this match even happened, right?
Not really.
So, thanks for asking. This match happened because Emma interrupted Shayna while she was shuffling a deck of cards.
Because cards.
She's the Queen of Spades.
And he's the Queen of Spades.
She's shuffling a deck of cards. Yeah. Just randomly standing backstage against a wall, shuffling a deck of cards.
What is she?
All Raw superstars are NPCs.
Is she looking for like fucking marks to like steal $20? Like, find the ace.
Yeah.
Oh, you lose.
It's like they just, I don't know what to do. Hey, well, I was playing WWE 2K and everyone just seems to stand backstage and not move. until you co- you know, until you walk up to them. Yeah, all right, let's just do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So dumb. I mean, we've been talking about this for years.
Years.
Remember the Kurt Angle one? Like, Kurt Angle, like, some random female wrestler was like, oh, like, they acted like they were best friends. And, like, he walked past, like, three people who, like, they were all inactive until he walked past them. Hey! They all, like, the robot.
Right. NPCs.
It's so fucking dumb. So Shayna stomps on Emma's arm, and then she asks the crowd who wants a souvenir, because Ronda Rousey says that.
Yeah.
And then she makes Emma tap to the Kira Fuda clutch. After the match, Ronda comes out and attacks Shayna. She goes for the arm bar, but Shayna escapes out of the ring.
Yeah.
Please just put this on the SummerSlam episode of SmackDown.
Right.
Please. That's the best we could hope for, and that won't happen.
Like, I really want an episode where Ronda actually physically removes someone's arm and, like, tries to give it to someone in the crowd.
Yeah. Just pops it off.
Right.
Here next up, we have an in-ring promo from Cody Rhodes. Whoa!
Do it. You should do it.
Why don't you do it?
He's, when he wanna hug me. He's getting worse.
It sucked.
He's turning back into AEW Cody.
I know.
He's doing those weird dramatic twitches in his promos again.
Right.
Like, he's just like, so, it's just like, what are you doing? Are you having a seizure? Please, call for help.
Vince heard what you did. He's like.
Like, it's just so fucking weird. I don't get it. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm a saucy boy.
Right. Saucy boy.
He says, we all have a Brock Lesnar. For some, it's a horrible boss, a marathon, etc. He said, for me, it's a 6 foot. It's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He says he wants a rubber match against Brock at SummerSlam.
Whoa.
And after he beats Brock, he will be next in line. So there you go.
What line? The Seth line, I guess?
I mean, Brock's at the end of the line when it comes to Roman Reigns.
The Jey Uso line?
He even said, once again, like, Brock attacked him for no reason. It's like... There's not going to be a payoff here, is there?
No.
The payoff should be that Paul Heyman hired him to do this.
Uh-huh. Mm. To keep him off Roman's back.
Simple. Next up, we have The Miz versus Tommaso Ciampa. No disqualification match. They used to call these hardcore matches.
Yes.
Because it was all the weapons.
Right.
But Corey Graves was a little confused about the rules.
No disqualification means you cannot be counted out on the outside. You cannot lose via pinfall. You cannot be... Help me out here, KP. I'm dying.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
His brain. We know what it means. Shut the fuck up, dude.
His brain melted.
Yeah.
You can't be cut. You can't be pinned or you...
Help me. Hey, I'm dying.
Guys, the Corey Graves bot is broken.
Yeah.
And Vince is throwing shit in his ear to fix it. He's like, it's basically uncooked, uncut. And
the best is because Vince isn't there anymore, so now he's watching from home and calling in, not knowing there's a 40-second delay from the live feed. And he's like, God damn it, Corey. But really, he's just... Corey was like, that was 40 seconds ago, Vince. No, we're already past that.
I don't care. Say it again. But I'm watching it on my TV. I can see it happening right now. It says live.
He thinks he's like they convinced him because he's full senile now that he like can communicate with the referee while he's watching a match. You know,
tell me you've got 2 minutes left.
Like 10 minutes later,
God damn it! What the fuck? Let me just call Triple H.
But really, it's like an Elmo phone for like a little baby. Like, boop. Hello.
He's like, Elmo. Beep bop.
Shut the fuck up, Elmo.
He's like, you know what he is? He's like. He's like Uncle Junior in The Sopranos, like that final season where he's completely lost his mind.
Shut the fuck up!
He's like, here, call Triple H. Do it. I can't. My fingers don't work.
Hey, bitch, call Triple H.
He's like this. This is an actual Ellsworth doll.
Yeah.
Hey, Ellsworth, call Triple H. Dial it. Do it.
God damn it.
Vince's Siri is the only one that had to sign an NDA.
Oh, my God, right.
So Ciampa sat Miz on a chair and gave him a knee strike. Then he put a chair over Miz's head and threw him into the ring post.
That's usually 6 months.
That's usually
6 months to a year.
You got to go to the local medical facility.
Yes. Right. And then be evaluated.
Yeah. Miz just kept coming.
Miz was fine after the break.
Good for him.
Ciampa kneed Miz with a trash can lid, and then he gave Miz an air raid crash off the second rope through a table.
Holy shit.
He goes for the pin, but Bronson Reed attacks him. Reed hits Ciampa with the tsunami, and Miz crawled over and put his arm over Ciampa to get the win. At first, I was upset, but right. then my fucking Mark self was like, wait, 2-on-1?
Uh-oh.
I just hope there's someone in WWE who could possibly help out Ciampa.
Elias.
Maybe, I was thinking maybe someone with a rebel heart.
Yeah, no. Hit the button, MJ. Yeah,
baby.
Hit the button, please.
Yeah. What, I'm a genius?
Or? No, you fucking Mark!
I mean, maybe someday. Right. I thought this match was pretty good because it was Ciampa in his element.
Yeah, it was. Right. It was.
I think that movie's always hitting
on
the
I did think it was kind of funny, though. Like, so obviously, Miz got Bronson Reed to like come out and help him. But he's like, I want you to wait until Ciampa's beaten the absolute dog shit out of me.
Yeah.
Then if it looks like he might pin me, come in, you
know.
No,
but I think Maurice had to finish blowing him backstage. Yeah, and then he was like, I have to finish. I'm a nice guy, but I'm going to come in your mouth.
Why not just come out with him?
Because these bad guys think they can beat them naturally and they'd rather do that. But still, he acted more surprised, I thought, Miz. Miz was like, oh, you're helping me.
Well, but then he didn't know. But then it was Kevin Patrick or Corey Graves was like, no, well, the Miz clearly paid Bronson Reed to help him again.
Yes.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Stop guessing. Right. Stop like guessing any perfectly. Yeah, perfectly. Stop guessing perfectly.
Stop reading the script.
Yeah.
Right.
Next up, we've got Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green versus Katana Chance and Kaden Carter with Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez watching ringside.
Yeah, because they've got to scout these two.
Right. The two that they've already beat multiple times.
Right.
Backstage, before the match, Ripley threatens Liv and Raquel. Chelsea Green told them, 3 strikes and you're out. Basketball.
Yeah. Also, on Twitter, someone put a picture of like their entrance video. It was like Oppenheimer and Barbie.
Oh my God. Actually really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonya's Oppenheimer and Chelsea's Barbie. That's great.
It's perfect.
So this match sucked. It was like botchamania.
Holy shit.
Chelsea tried to jump over the top rope to do a sunset flip pin. It was rough.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was a rough rider.
There was a lot more garbage in this match, but Sonya and Chelsea won with a cheating
roll up.
There
it is. I mean, if you could call it that. Like, I don't even think Chelsea had like Katana's like
tights, like not
tights
really
or anything.
Yeah. Well, she put her feet on the ropes, and then Sonya held her feet. They showed an angle that was going the same direction where the referee's eyes were.
Yeah.
And you could clearly see Chelsea's feet on the ropes. Like, yeah, it's dumb. But what are you going to do?
He was looking at Katana's butthole.
What are you going to do?
Well, it was a girl.
Yeah.
It was Leo Rush's wife. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't remember. No. Yeah. He was the super, super small, skinny guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like the Joker in one of the big AEW reveals? Wasn't he like a big reveal?
No. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah. No. Leon Ruff, I meant.
Yeah.
Not Leo Rush.
Oh, Leon Ruff.
Leon Ruff. Yeah. I got Rush and Ruff confused.
It's very close. Yeah.
So next up, we've got, I was waiting for that one. We got Kevin Owens, Sammy, and Seth Rollins versus Judgment Day. I did like the backstage segment. I liked how Owens called Seth his friend as if they never stopped being friends.
Right. Of course.
Even though that was like over a year ago.
Yeah.
There were quite a few miscues in this match as well. Like where guys didn't know what was going on and it was a little confusing. PW Insider said there was a big argument backstage after the match.
Yeah, I saw that
due to the frustration about how the match went, which makes sense.
Who was to blame, I wonder?
Vince.
Well, there was a Seth and Priest had a miscue. Seth and Balor had a miscue. Like, yeah, there was a few of them.
Yeah.
So
they're like, maybe lay up the fucking chicken wings.
Yeah. Ripley tripped Sammy as he set up for the Huluva kick. Priest chokeslammed Sammy, and then Balor hit the coup de grace on Sammy for the win.
Sammy, the most over guy in the company a few months ago, he's eating all the pins now.
Yeah.
Even when they hit, when they came to save Seth earlier, they hit KO's music and not Sammy's. And it's like, we love KO, but like...
Sammy's
the He's it. The hero.
Sammy should, you know...
He's the it guy. Yeah.
He should have been the one.
Right.
Should have been the one. You could have even dropped it to Jay, you know, 6 months later or something if you wanted.
Sure.
After the match, though, Balor and Priest hugged to end the show to show you that, you know, oh, look, they're all fine again.
Everybody's good.
And we're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No!
Until Priest cashes in on Balor at SummerSlam.
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's give some awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Trish. I think her mask was like 2 times bigger this week.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
I had Naked Otis.
I had Naked Otis.
Yeah.
I had Charlotte.
Yeah.
But then Otis
sealed
the deal.
Same.
Yeah. Best dressed?
I had Katana Chance. She got rolled up pretty nicely.
I had Liv Morgan. Just
Liv Morgan, yeah. For me.
Yeah. Worst acting?
I had Dom.
Yeah, I had Ricochet.
Dumb shit, Dom.
He was awful.
Fuck.
Fuck. Come on, pick a new guy.
Grayson Waller.
Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah, same guy.
I hate him. Same guy. Best acting?
I had Jey Uso.
Okay. He was passionate. I still liked Owen's one-liners that he's always throwing out there. It's still funny with the, no one said your name, you're breaking all the rules.
I had Roman. He fucking cried. He had a tear. Come out of his eyeball.
In his eye.
Acting.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, he thought about losing the title.
Right. Exactly. Worst comment?
Michael Cole over-explaining the money, money in the bank thing.
I'll go with that. That's fine.
Sweep it.
Best comment?
Jey Uso said, I'm the judge, jury, and executioner, which I know, you know, everybody said that fucking line, but the way he delivered it was really fucking good. It was believable. Like, wow, he really is going to fucking kill Roman.
Yeah. I had the Logan Paul, you blew the match for both of us. Because I was like, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
I'll just have Owens calling Seth his friend.
All right.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. Worst match?
The women's tag match on Raw.
Absolutely.
That was worse than Shayna versus...
Yes.
They're both so bad.
I mean, okay. Super slow-mo. I got Shayna versus Emma.
I have Theory versus Sheamus.
Ooh.
Yeah, I had Sheamus Theory.
Best match?
Champa Miz.
Yes.
To the ending, at least.
Hmm.
What did I have? Something on SmackDown, maybe?
AJ Cross?
No. All right, I'll go Champa Miz, I guess.
2 minute slow match.
Worst move? Chelsea's sunset botch?
Yes, 100%.
It's got to be that.
Yeah, of course. Honorable mention, Reed pulling Champa out of the ring. I thought Champ was going
to
win.
Yeah.
No, Reed.
Right.
Go away.
It's got to be, Johnny. It's got
to
be.
Has to be.
He's totally coming back.
You All right.
All right, MJF.
Jesus.
Max, leave me alone.
Best move?
Ricochet's flip.
That's what I had.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking
I mean, the Champa thing.
The air raid crash was good, too.
The table was good, but Ricochet.
Worst moment?
Grayson Waller effect.
There's that. There's the Viking bitches ruining the graduation I didn't care about.
Yeah, it's got to be the that whole segment. Yeah. The graduation was so
graduation
dumb.
Graduation was really fucking bad.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm picking that over Grayson Waller, I think Edge is the only reason because he saved that segment.
They dared ruin a graduation that I didn't care about. How dare they?
I know.
How dare they?
And how do they? They also cock tease us that she's naked under there.
I know.
It's like, we know better than this.
At least but have our, short shorts. Give me your legs, right? Like, something.
We know better, but our peepees don't.
No.
Yes,
your peepee is always expecting something.
But so excited.
And then best moment?
The second super long Bloodline segment.
Well, that one wasn't long, but...
Yeah, still.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I'll go with
the
that.
The second Bloodline
Jey segment. Jey Uso holding up the belt.
Yeah, yes. That was good.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Alrighty, on to breaking news. So Drew McIntyre told Riddle that he won't have his back next week on Raw.
Why?
But he didn't say why he was missing Raw.
You know.
I do!
He's in a Marvel movie.
No, but he is in a movie.
Oh.
Oh.
With a former Marvel actor.
Okay.
He was cast in an action movie that stars Dave Bautista.
Oh.
The film is called
sounded like Cena.
The film is called The Killer's Game. It also stars Ben Kingsley and Ice Cube.
Interesting.
Wow.
Threesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a big cast.
I saw Knock on the Cabin Door.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. He's we good. Did it on Hogwash.
He's good.
He's oh, great.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
He's a great serious actor. Like, that's something that The Rock never got to be in Hollywood.
Nope.
He's always, like, doing action comedies. You can't really take him too seriously.
Yeah.
Batista is horrifying in that movie.
Yeah.
And John Cena's become, like, a great comedic actor, especially with Peacemaker. But,
yeah,
Batista's, like, a serious actor.
It's crazy.
Right.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
What do you have anything, Eric?
Yeah, I got a couple things
Alrighty.
Here. So Nikki Cross, she has graduated from the University of Edinburgh with a degree of Master of Science. I mean, obviously, WWE is not using her. So
damn it,
always,
Eric, wow. That was Joe's trivia.
Yeah.
Right. So it's always good to have a backup. I always like seeing when wrestlers
people,
do
when
that.
People graduate,
Xavier Woods has his doctorate.
Why?
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Why not?
Very, very difficult.
You can't wrestle forever.
Fine, you get your doctorate.
I'm saying, like, you can't wrestle forever. It's good to have an ace in, you know, your back pocket.
Yeah? You think he's going to go become a doctor of something when he retires?
I do.
I have Omos.
You know.
Omos is actually taking a course in rocket science.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, neat. You know the
maybe
the
we'll
lead?
Comment on his graduation.
Hey, shut up. Hey, so you know the lead singer of The Offspring?
He has
his doctorate.
Okay.
And he does AIDS research when they're not touring and writing music.
That's perfect for
so
a wrestling podcast.
So he found
podcast.
The cure of AIDS?
He has not.
Well.
Piece of all right.
Shit. Piece of shit. Lazy fuck.
All right. Anyway.
And what else?
Anyway. Yeah. Fuck off. So The Undertaker was on, I don't know, some fucking podcast. And he said if they're going to bring back Wyatt, they need to bring the character back the original way that they made him. Right. You know, get away from... They've kind of booked themselves into a situation where it's kind of difficult for him to have matches.
That's true. So Undertaker was watching our podcast.
Correct.
And then he stole our idea.
He went on some other fucking podcast and was like, Undertaker says that...
Also saved his wife from a shark attack, except not at all.
Correct.
But shark was afraid of him.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would have been afraid of a small child.
Right. Right.
Right. Also, if you didn't get enough Raw.
Hold on. Michelle McCool said she saw a shark on the beach. So she said, I texted the hubby. So where was Undertaker?
Just laying on the beach, maybe?
She texted him?
He was.
She texted him on the
filling
phone.
Filling holes and sucking souls.
Right,
right. Anyway, if you didn't get enough Judgment Day on Raw, they were going to be on NXT tonight.
Yeah,
so
doing things. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I won't
watch that.
Rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Fightful reports that Bray Wyatt...
No.
...is...
Nope. Just don't even... All right. I hope so.
Okay, so next up... They reported that Bray Wyatt is still not medically cleared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were a bunch of rumors about why he was gone. Was he creative? They reported back in March that he's ill. So apparently he's still sick.
Yeah,
that's
mentally.
Concerning.
Mentally. That's what we thought.
That's at least, So I don't know. That's a little concerning, though. But
that is concerning.
We'll see if anything comes of that.
He came back. He came. Did I dream that? He came back.
Yes.
And then, his rebel heart, you fucking mark.
October to February.
That was it.
Yeah.
And that was then. That
4 months.
And they set up a Lashley, the horrible WrestleMania.
Dude, them teasing him returning was longer than his return.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Yep. Than his last run.
Yeah.
Fightful reports Johnny Gargano was recently cleared after suffering a shoulder injury. So maybe that's why he's been out.
But now he's cleared.
Now he's cleared to save Ciampa.
To do it himself.
To do it with Ciampa, theirselves.
Do you like to do it yourself?
Sometimes, if the mood strikes.
Yes.
How is the mood striking you now?
And then you fuck the plant.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Virgin taker.
Yeah, any rumors?
It's not really a rumor. I saw this on Twitter. I thought it was, or on Instagram. I thought it was kind of interesting. Someone said that, here's a crazy theory. Jimmy is actually a heel. He's the one who turned on Sammy in a heartbeat. He lost it only when he got disrespected, and he called himself the tribal chief, not Jay. And last night he was looking intently at Roman's like necklace.
Uh-huh.
The like tribal chief necklace.
Okay.
So maybe at SummerSlam, Jimmy comes out and turns on Jay, and then
after super kicking Roman 100 times recently.
So turns on Jay and then what? Goes back to Roman?
No.
Just as a third
is a
party.
Correct. And then you could do like a triple threat, and then you have a reason for them to want to break up each other's pins.
There you go.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Interesting.
Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Trivia time.
Did you guys see the post of who sold the most shirts in June? Did you see this?
Does he have a shirt?
Wait, did you or not? Did you see it or not?
I did not.
You did see it?
Yeah.
Are you guessing my trivia or did you see the post?
No, I don't know.
Okay. So number one is kind of obvious. Number one. No, it's not LA
Tribal
Knight.
Chief.
Yeah, Tribal Chief.
Okay.
Number two is also very obvious.
Seth?
No. No, come on.
You current wrestler? Or?
Yeah. You bought a shirt at WrestleMania.
There. Oh, Cody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Third is not a current wrestler.
Stone Cold?
Stone Cold is third.
Okay, I did see this.
But that's because they sell those stupid, like, name any city.
Sure.
Any city.
Well, of course.
Does he get merch money
Buffalo
for that?
Buffalo 316.
Does he get merch money for that?
Of course. 100%.
How much does he make a year just on shirts? Because that's how Vince pays
And
people.
He has his own shirts on the same site as us.
Really?
ProWrestlingTees.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Yeah. Fourth is...
Yeah. What shirt does he have?
I don't know.
Probably
but he's,
a Yeah shirt?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a Yeah shirt. And then fifth is a old faction.
NWO.
NWO.
That makes sense. Yeah. You always see people wearing that fucking
Is WWE selling those at every stand?
Yeah.
NWO?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. They have a few.
I mean, when you're NWO,
so
you're
it's
NWO.
Just like the LA Knight, and then the
that's
one that's
me, brother. That counts as me.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah.
Let me see.
Is it just it. Yeah?
Yeah.
With no WWE logo?
Yeah.
I want it.
Right.
Now he wants it. Right.
You fuck.
Hold on. Joe didn't get it yet.
You fucking mark.
Did you see someone posted a clip?
A year earlier. LA Knight is the biggest piece of shit I've ever met.
I posted a promo against him.
Did you see the clip someone found from Triple H's workout video?
Yes.
With LA Knight in there.
Yeah.
And Triple H is like, all right, next set, are we ready? And he just goes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to
win us over, huh? Wasn't even on either fucking show.
I know.
What? Hold on a minute. Hold on. He's like the most, he's getting the biggest pops right now. And he's not on the show.
He
beat up Shitro during the commercial break and they posted on social media.
And then that was it.
I think it was after the show went off the air, I thought that he did that.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. That was it.
And then he's let me talk to you. Oh, wait, I gotta go.
You know why?
Yeah.
He's too over.
Because he's not Vince's choice.
He's too over.
Yeah. Right.
Just like when Bubba Ray said against Rusev. Why? He was too over.
Yeah.
There's no fucking such thing as too over. If everybody loves him, push him to the sky.
You'll make more money.
Like Kofi was, he won a championship at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like that's just proof that we all loved him. We all went for him.
Yeah.
And they did it. Yeah. That's a perfect example of, wait, why didn't Vince shit can that? Because that was a fad. I'm not a big Kofi guy.
Uh-huh.
But in that moment in New York, I really wanted him to win the title.
Of course. Everyone
so
did.
So it's like,
Kofi
let us
Mania.
Ride that wave while it's going.
So exactly. I mean, you even have two belts now. So you could do whatever the fuck you want with the other one.
Right.
And their choice is Damian Priest is going to be the champion at SummerSlam.
The pop that Dolph got when he came out with his Money in the Bank to beat Alberto Del Rio, I think LA Knight right now would get a bigger pop, even if against Seth Rollins.
Sure.
Who's a huge face.
Right.
I think it would be a monster pop.
Monster.
And they could do it like 17 times throughout the year.
Right.
Like Seth's down and out, and then his music hits.
True.
Oh, my God.
All right, fan questions. Bobby the Mark Soydam. So last week, the NXT Best NXT Champion podcast, we did a bracket. Who's the best NXT champion of all time?
Yeah.
He said he was listening, connects to my car, and as soon as I open my car, at full volume, all you hear is Andrew moaning. So I guess this?
Good. So people think you're watching porn.
That was louder than usual.
And then you explained to him that it was the funniest podcast you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah, he said everyone looked around, and I quickly looked around like it wasn't me.
You're basically the hot dog guy.
You want to laugh? So I had court this morning because, you know, Fort Bend County says I can't serve ice at Tune Up still.
Oh, boy.
Because it's food, and I have to have a food permit. This is a true thing.
So ice is food?
Yeah. 3 years running, I've been fighting this stupid thing. So the guy next to me who owns the new pub around the corner, Tallers, and I know him, he all of a sudden... Just out of nowhere, it wasn't even a ring. He's just, they allowed you to be on your phone and this, and we were in Fulcher. He's just like on Instagram, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, he's fumbling. He doesn't know what to do. The cop's like, okay, shut it. He finally shuts it. 3 seconds later, he shuts it again, right? And I'm like, do you know how to, is your phone on silent? He goes, yeah, I don't know. I clicked it. I shouldn't have. A third time it happens.
Oh, my God.
So the cops...
These are the idiots that don't know how to mute themselves on Zoom.
No, these are the idiots why there's a reason why you can't have your phone in a lot of courts, right? So the cop is just like, he's being so nice. Like, he's being... Like, he's like... And he just puts it down, right? Like this. I have my AirPod in, and I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're going to laugh. My AirPod dies.
Oh, my God.
As I click on something from Cody Rhodes. And all of a sudden, I swear, all of a sudden it's like, whoa! My da-da-da! And I was like, fuck! I'm like, really? I just did it right after, like a minute after he did it.
It would have been funny if the cop came in, took the guy's phone.
Yeah, right.
Or the cop just shoots both of you.
But like, to shut it, you just, like, just shut your phone. Like,
drop the weapon!
Yeah, drop the weapon. I just had the Cody thing right at the whoa part.
Holy shit.
I was like, oh, that was great.
Okay. Brian, when Roman got on his knees for Jay, I thought he looks like he wants that dick. And I don't feel like I wound up being wrong.
Cousin Dick.
You're right, Oos.
He got that dick.
He wants that Oos. That glizzy Oos.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is from Nyla's Pettiness.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you figure that one out for your own.
Got it.
I'm not going to let your penis.
Yeah.
Question for Joe. When was your vocal cord surgery? My buddy and I want to go back and listen to the Joe soundboard episode.
Fuck.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of What's Wrong with Wrestling episodes.
It really is.
2021?
No.
2019.
It was that? It was before COVID.
It was like around Thanksgiving.
Oh, right. I was working at AT&T, so it had to be 2018, 2019. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's like around, I don't know exactly when Nyla's pettiness.
Pettiness.
But I think it was like November of 2019.
It was before COVID. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Willie Friday. Cody has gotten really over. How would you feel about Cody being a champ a year from now? Would people still care? Me personally, yes. I think I'm over it. I'm over it. Give it to Jay, although it's not going to get it either.
Yeah.
He's probably not even in the company right now, the guy that's going to beat Roman. You know?
Fucking Mark!
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Non-wrestling question that might or might not piss off Eric. Pushfire Berry, 7-Eleven Slurpee edition. Coke, cherry, or pina colada?
I don't go to 7-Eleven. I don't drink Slurpees.
You're not 5 years old?
I'm not.
You're not five?
No.
I don't like cherry. I guess I would push a pina colada and then Coke. I don't know.
I don't bring my own bucket to fill up on bring your own container.
Yeah, Eric's too cool to have a Slurpee.
Just for that fan, looks like I had the surgery in October of 2019.
Nice.
A good call right before Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Yeah. Donald Alexander, what dating tips could Ray? I'm like, well, now I can't even remember it. Who's the coach of the Rams? Remembers everything.
McVay.
Yes, Sean McVay. Donald, what dating tips could Ray give Dominic for his first date with Rhea, and there's a chance he might get laid?
Go ahead. This is Ray, yeah, interrupting himself. Dom, you know, when it's time to take off her pants, right? Slowly take off her pants, okay? This is fucking terrible. And when her pants are off, stick your tiny baby dick into her vajayjay.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving.
Oh, my God. That button's the greatest thing.
You love it.
It really is. It really is.
Speedy McCrab, you guys plan on doing another wrestle fight anytime soon? I really enjoyed the HBK versus Triple H one, and I really want to see more.
I get to mediate the next one, I'm guessing, so that's going to be fun.
Ooh, me versus Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right, the Kurt Angle sucks one.
Oh, no.
Where I argue Kurt Angle sucks, and you argue he really sucks.
He really sucks.
Wait.
Leon, how do you guys think they move on from the Sammy KO story? They surely can't have KO turn on Sammy again, can they?
Clearly.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to lose the belts at some point, and then they'll go their separate ways.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Khan, thanks, brother. When it was happening in real time, did you guys follow the Hogan versus Gawker case? Just finished the Rich and Shameless episode.
I got nothing.
I mean, I somewhat followed it.
I mean, I didn't want to see Hogan's pecker, brother.
It's hilarious, though. I mean, that should be a Patreon episode. Right. It really should. Like, a lot. We watch the sex tape.
And his whole body is tan except for his dick, which is like this white.
It's black and white, but yeah, it's fucking weird. Like a security camera.
Right. That Bubba the Love Sponge had in his fucking bedroom
so
by
odd.
Chance.
Yeah. The Dashing Dan, are you guys finding it really hard to take Cody seriously? Not only is he arrogant, the whole thing is this. I can't. He sounds like a cartoon villain when he opens his mouth. His real Brock Lesnar. Okay, all right. Yeah, I get it.
Hate Cody's Rhodes.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Chris Nut Cole, story-like, push okay. Fire Barry.
Yeah.
Story-like. Okay. Bloodline, Gargano and Ciampa, HBK and Undertaker. Oh, storyline, he meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the best storyline?
So Josh right. submitted that.
So Bloodline,
Gargano and Ciampa.
Oh, man.
HBK and Undertaker.
I would say HBK and Triple H should have been in that, not HBK.
I would say Gargano Ciampa because there's more matches.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's still the greatest story ever told for me.
Yeah.
It's great. Justice Stefano, what percentage do you think the promo between Ricochet and Logan Paul was real and scripted? It feels like the insults are real and the heat is real and the physical part is scripted. There's no way. The actual wrestlers like him, right?
Correct.
I don't know. Maybe he's a sweetheart backstage.
Paul, have you seen a more disturbing or sickening act than that what we saw with Valhalla stealing Maxine's jacket? Personally, I'm still in a state of shock.
I mean, obviously, we have to redo the most heinous crime bracket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Top seed.
Shock the system.
Shock the pussy. St. Lopez. Not who you would want to see, but who do you think from the former Bloodline member is most likely to be a world champion? Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, or Solo Sikoa?
Yes.
I don't know. None of them.
All of them, Eric?
Yeah.
Who's most likely?
Well, I mean,
probably Jay.
Jay's the most likely, but
followed by Sammy.
Joseph Ryling, Veer's coming again. How long will it take this time? Depends.
Ooh. Who's going to... How many days, Sid?
Oh, God.
22 weeks.
22 weeks.
Ryan, is it just me or does Zoe Stark look like she got hit in the face with a shovel?
Yeah.
Hashtag shovel face Stark.
Wow. Kiss a train.
I used to talk normal too. I got hit in the face with a shovel. I'm not George Clooney.
Joey, Jojo, hey guy, I'm actually from the future. You sent me here to give you a warning that you hate Cody Rhodes and you should stop cheering for him. And anyway, to avoid embarrassment, oh, and the MJF versus LA Knight WrestleMania match is your new favorite Mania moment. Wow.
Fuck.
Wow.
I knew it.
Your mom needs some help. My calculator is broken. What's 13 plus 9?
22!
All right.
Awesome. Are you sure?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
JT Pisani.
Yeah.
Just wondering if you guys think they let Becky ever make another serious title push, or is it mid-card bullshit from here on out?
That's a good question, but yeah, I think she'll get another title push at some point.
Yes, I think so as well. Uncle Saudi, trying to think of anything that was funny from Raw, but I got nothing, so... Birds!
Yeah.
Birds.
That was last week.
Fucking birds.
Todd Fricker, I know it's been a few weeks, but somebody has brought it up in the last two about Becky's wardrobe for Money in the Bank. Somebody thought she was cosplaying as Banshee or Syrian or whatever. I thought she was dressed up as Aldo Montoya. Montoya.
Oh, yeah.
Just without the mask. Fun fact, the douchebag that was Aldo Montoya was ECW legend Justin Credible.
Yep.
I don't even know Aldo Montoya.
Yeah, who the fuck is Aldo Montoya?
Before your time, gentlemen.
All right. Pickle
P.
He
was nobody. Like, he was shit.
Push Fire Barry pushing Dominic Mysterio off a cliff. Firing Finn Balor out of a cannon, burying Damian Priest in the coffin.
Push burying Damian Priest in the coffin.
Right.
Fire.
Bit Finn Balor.
Fire Finn Balor.
Fire firing Finn Balor.
Barry pushing Dom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Daniel Walker wondering what Stone Cold would sound like doing the Joker's speech to Harvey Dent in the hospital from The Dark Knight.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Why would you even ruin that? Like, yeah. Your Joker is so good.
I just did what I do best. I took your little plan, I turned it on itself. Look what I did to this city with a few cans of beer and a couple of stunners.
I was like, when is he going to edit? That's perfect.
Yes.
Couple of stunners. Just a couple. Like, he's done the commissioner and the mayor. And like, now everyone's losing their damn minds.
Yeah. PCJ, Push Fire Barry, alternative wrestling themed TV series that isn't focused on the wrestlers. Alternative wrestling themed TV series that isn't focused on the wrestlers. Merchandise, food, and ticket booth employees.
No.
So it's a show about them.
No.
Ring.
Fire that.
Ring and light and sound tech crew. Backstage catering, makeup, costume, security.
None of those. They all sound horrible.
Yeah.
Push, I would say the middle one, maybe?
Push the catering, because food, sure. Bury the light and make sound, it a fire show. The merchandise, ticket,
right.
Boot. Yeah.
Sure.
That's like a bad Netflix show that gets right. canceled.
Yeah.
Netflix, you're greenlit.
Yeah.
I have this wrestling show about popcorn.
The Angry Ninja Show, Fuck, Marry, Kill, current version, Sunny, Lita, China.
Jesus Christ.
Current.
Obviously fucking China.
I mean
fuck that's, China.
Come on.
She won't resist.
I'm going to... Oh, God.
You have to marry Lita.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Marry Lita.
You got to go fuck Sonny in jail.
Got to fuck Sonny, conjugal visit.
You don't,
and
you
then,
don't, you don't get kill, to kill China. She's already
you,
dead.
You kill China. Kill
China
again.
Skull fuck China.
The old Kanye. Does anyone remember Xavier Woods?
Who?
Bottom left.
Yeah. What? Bottom right.
Who bottom right.
They're like, well, Kofi's injured, so obviously back. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, there's nothing for you.
Right. You're in a tag team. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were never a king. What are you talking about? What right. is that crown? Give me that.
I thought I was talking to someone, and we were talking about, like, you know, New Day cosplay.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be cool if, like, Kofi did a cosplay like Miles Morales. Mm. And Xavier did the Spider-Punk.
That'd be cool.
Cosplay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Remember when I wore his t-shirt and then he gave me a big hug and he was like, that's awesome, man. You're super cool. I want to be your best friend.
He stuck his finger in your butt.
Super cool. You're one of my best friends. Remember the first Rumble in San Antonio when you saw him at that after party?
Yeah.
That's what I'm referring
to. The story. The Rizzler, whatever happened to people with belts losing belts? That no longer a thing?
Nope.
This includes the women's tag titles that clearly no one gives a shit about.
Yeah, no one loses belts anymore. What the fuck?
Andy Nance, I would crawl naked through an alley of AIDS-covered needles to get to, and wrestle Omos naked if I could get the opportunity to sniff the toilet paper Liv wipes her ass with.
That's extreme, but you know what?
Just saying, she automatically wins best dressed every week she's on. Well, I agree with you, Andy.
She's wow. so...
Future endeavor, Vince McMahon forever. Does anyone really want Cody to win the belt anymore? His time has passed. Jey Uso to take it off Roman, then immediately go in a rivalry with Sammy. I don't know if that would make sense, but I mean, sure, take it off him at SummerSlam.
Book it.
But it's not happening. He's breaking the record. They're mentioning Bruno. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It came out, and they mentioned Bruno, Martino.
What is he, halfway?
Yeah.
Yes, halfway. Cue up Bon Jovi.
We're halfway there. Seth Hughes, last week on NXT, Baron Corbin did a promo burying all of his old character gimmicks, said he's completely done with gimmicks. My question is, what will be Corbin's next gimmick?
His new gimmick will be, I don't have a gimmick.
Yeah. Melancholy, Corbin.
Right.
Kimbo, when is Kevin Patrick due a software upgrade to make his voice sound more realistic? I mean, I'd say he's been
long
due.
Overdue.
But then,
they just get Michael Cole copies. That's it.
Yeah.
With different accents.
Right.
Shelley, I can't get enough of the whole Bloodline saga. The depth, the storytelling, the pacing, the acting is Oscar worthy. Everyone plays their parts to perfection. How long do you think it will go on for? And who do you think realistically should take the belt off Roman? Do you still think it'll be Cody at next year's Mania?
I mean, that's what we were thinking for a while, but like, it just seems like they're never going to take the belt off of this guy. Ever.
If it is,
then carry around three belts.
If he's going to lose it and not break the record, I think it's Cody at Mania, but I kind of just see him holding this thing.
Yeah. Until he fucking retires.
This is so stupid.
Like, how's this? Maybe that's why he doesn't wrestle. He's like, I don't want to get injured.
Yeah. Well, he's got a great contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Muscles Marinara, Push Fire Barry comebacks, Enzo, Velveteen Dream, and Aiden English. I'm pushing Enzo.
I mean, are we proving them innocent?
Enzo was never proven guilty.
Enzo was proven innocent.
He was. But Velveteen Dream, it was looking good for a second, and then he went off the fucking deep end.
Well, yeah. I mean,
is he being convicted of anything? Or
no,
like
none of
charged
them have. None of them were ever charged.
Yeah.
Enzo was never charged.
Right.
It was accusations that were...
Yeah, Enzo false. Would be great to come back, I think.
For sure.
Yeah.
Axe, ever thought of an award called Best Dressed Outside of Work? Because, my God, Liv Morgan at the Barbie premiere.
I saw that.
Yes.
Fucking hot.
She was with Margot Robbie.
She was.
And they make her bring her tag team title belt.
Well, of fucking course they do.
Hey, Joe, why else would she be there?
You don't know that. Like, you can't read WWE on the title belt on the pictures.
Right. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So stupid. I know. Oh, you're a champion of something?
All right. So that's all for fan questions.
That's it.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as our other one, Hollywood Hogwash. We just reviewed Batman Forever from 1995, and everyone loved it. It was a lot of fun. Eric, tell them how much you laughed.
I laughed my ass off. I was listening to it at work yesterday, and I could not stop fucking laughing.
It was a good one.
It was
so good.
Could
not stop fucking.
It was a fun.
I could not stop fucking or laughing.
It was a fun pod to record.
Could not stop laughing at my fucking.
It was good.
Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, @ Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat like this one that Eric's got on. See
Thank
it?
You.
What's Wrong with Wrestling?
Yes.
It's at prowrestlingtees.com/ What's Wrong with Wrestling. And become a supporter of the show. Get bonus episodes that are exclusively at patreon.com/ What's Wrong with Wrestling.
There's only like 1,000 on there.
We've got brackets, AW recaps every single week. All the pay-per-view from the last like 6-7 years. So much shit. So much shit.
Such good shit.
So go leave and go watch more of us. And
Joe's got an ear hole too.
No!
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh no.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.